U.S. unemployment. It's one of the biggest issues hindering the progress of President Barack Obama's domestic policy agenda. Recent studies show that the unemployment rate is slowly ticking down, but experts suggest that the numbers don't tell the full story. According to a report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, labor force participation hit the lowest level since 1982, when the current records began. The participation rate is calculated based on the percentage of the population present in the labor force by having a job or actively seeking one over a month's time. The labor force participation hit a record low last month at a rate of 79.8%. In 1982, when the data were first collected, labor force participation in the U.S. was at 80.7%. That number has ticked down since then. Experts blame the policy problems in Washington and general Washington gridlock for obstacles in U.S. recovery.
Since the U.S.'s Great Recession that began in mid-2007, the number of manufacturing and construction jobs has plunged, and consumer confidence has been dealt a blow.
You got to have machinery, railroads, locomotives, nuclear reactors, and all the rest of it to get a recovery.
Without a general consensus on how to properly restore jobs that are being stifled by seasonal changes and a lack of political will, the U.S. employment rate has remained stagnant.
We never got out of the depression. We're in the depression, we always were, and we will be, because you can't get out with consumer spending. You need capital goods spending.
Nevertheless, there could be a bit of good news on the horizon for the U.S. Better weather conditions and seasonal behavioral changes are encouraging employers to seek out more workers. A trend is emerging now that indicates a rise in applications and hiring, a reversal of hiring practices over the past several months. But we should wait and see whether they bring about adequate change in the U.S. job market. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.